bunch of full bunch of chairs on a snowy night. Appreciate you braving the weather to come out here. I did not order this, but so welcome to Aging as a Natural Monastery, Spirituality in Later Life. Bill Randall has traveled here from New Brunswick, so I'm blaming the snow on him. He has come to provide a seminar at Conrad Grebel University College tomorrow, and he graciously agreed to come early to share himself with us as well. So this event is sponsored by the Schlegel University of Waterloo Research Institute for Aging, and also by Conrad Grebel. Our Spirituality and Aging program promotes both research in the field of spirituality and aging and public education. And you'll see a flyer on the tables when we go for supper that will tell you more about that program. So I won't talk about it anymore right now, but instead introduce Bill. Bill Randall is a professor of gerontology at St. Thomas University, which is in Fredericton. Prior to entering academic life, he was a minister in the United Church of Canada, in Saskatchewan, in Ontario, and in New Brunswick. He's a graduate of Harvard, of Princeton Seminary, and the University of Toronto. And he is the author or co-author of many books and also scholarly articles. We have some of his books available for sale tonight, thanks to the University of Waterloo Bookstore. So if you're interested in perusing those in between the talk and supper, or over the supper hour, they are available for you to purchase. So, Bill, welcome. You disappeared on me there for a minute.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you, Dr. Cooper, Jane, for that very kind introduction, and thank all of you for coming out this afternoon in beautiful conditions, but somewhat awkward, perhaps, on the highways. As Jane mentioned, after preparing to be a minister, and therefore studying theology for 5 years, I was a minister with the United Church of Canada, before morphing into an academic and getting into the study of aging. But the shift from theology to gerontology isn't really as big as it might sound, because I'm convinced more and more that these two disciplines, or these two fields, really have lots to learn from each other, and in fact need each other, as I hope will become a little clearer from the humble remarks I have for you this afternoon. There's many topics that I'd like to talk with you about today, but conscious of my time and conscious of the wonderful supper that we're all waiting for, let me focus on what I know best. And what I know best is aging, not just because I'm teaching it, but because I'm living it as well, as are we all. I like to tell my students that gerontology is one of those subjects that we all become more interested in whether we want to or not. Whatever our chronological age might be, we're all getting older every day in so many different ways, which is simply to say that we're all changing every day. And I like to stress that aging is really changing, whether we're 2 or 92 or 22, aging is just changing. So in this connection, the young and the old really have more in common than perhaps either of them think. There's a gerontologist named Leonard Hayflick who makes the point. He was the president of the Gerontological Society of America and a biologist, and he made the point in his wonderful book, How and Why We Age, that if we look closely enough at our bodies, we're made of molecules and atoms which were born in stars. So we're all, as he says, billions of years old, whether we think we are or not, and celebrating birthdays is absurd. So that kind of puts things in perspective. Anyway, because I'm living aging, I'm also learning about it as I go, and there's lots to learn, because aging, as you know, is a complicated enterprise on every possible front, physically, cognitively, emotionally, interpersonally, you name it. So you're hardly going to be getting the final word from me about aging here this afternoon. But what I would like to offer and I feel like I may be preaching to the choir, is a vision of aging that actually runs through most of our great spiritual traditions. In short, it's one of aging as a natural monastery. This is a monastery that I had a chance to visit one time, not as a monk, not as a nun, but as a tourist. It's outside of Barcelona, Spain. It's famed at Montserrat, high atop a mountain in the northeast corner of Spain, or should I say Catalonia. So I don't really mean monastery in a physical sense or literal sense, but in a metaphorical sense. Aging, as I see it, is an inherently spiritual experience, not necessarily religious, but spiritual. Let me put it differently. Aging is potentially, not necessarily, but potentially a matter not just of getting old in a passive kind of way, but of actively and intentionally growing old. By the way, you have the handouts that more or less accompany what I'm saying here today, and those will come in handy for the pop quiz that will be given at the end of my talk and before you get to go to supper. Straight away, though, two quick things. First of all, most congregations, in my experience, but I don't think this one. I like this one. I got a good feeling in Steinman Mennonite Church, so thank you for the invitation to be here. But for many congregations, they're keen to attract as many young people as possible, and that's, I understand that totally. I get it, having been a minister myself. But the fact of the matter is that the profile of many congregations isn't really wildly different from that of our society as a whole. We're an aging population, especially in my home province of New Brunswick, where recent statistics suggest that people over 65 actually outnumber people under 19. The second quick thing is, I don't need to tell some of you this, but aging isn't for the faint of heart. It can be, some days at least, a grueling, grinding ordeal in which we can become mired in mundane matters like keeping medical appointments, managing our pills, and just getting from A to B. And there can also be social isolation and loneliness and a loss of sense of purpose and meaning for many people and a general disorientation, which I'll talk a little bit more about in the longer session that I'm doing tomorrow. Because of these challenges, though, aging in general tends to get a bad rap and is seen by society and even by ourselves oftentimes as almost a kind of a disease, as a narrative of decline, to quote one gerontologist, as a downward slide inevitably toward disability, decrepitude, and death. Listen to how Simone Beauvoir, the lover and colleague of the French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre, how she puts it in her book, The Coming of Age. She says, "The vast majority of mankind," that's my French accent for it, "the vast majority of mankind looks upon the coming of old age with sorrow or rebellion. It fills them with more aversion than death itself." I don't agree with that, personally, but it is a sentiment that's out there in society. And an example of that would be not too long ago when I had a momentous birthday, started with the number 6 and ended with the number 5, and I was at my local Tim Hortons in Fredericton, New Brunswick, and as I was standing in line, I saw the Fredericton Daily Gleaner sitting there, a free copy, which I thought looks enticing. Free anything is good for me. But the headlines in bold black print were "Federal and Provincial Government Teaming Up to Combat an Aging Population." So I felt, well, happy birthday to you, Bill. But this narrative of decline is at worst fake news. You've heard that expression before. And at best, it's just not the whole story of aging. For aging, I'm going to propose, is at heart a spiritual and not merely a physical process. And thus, it's potentially positive and not negative in nature. As I say, it's potentially about growing old and not just getting old. Now, you can see from some of these books I have here for you on my slide, the topic of aging and spirituality is of growing interest nowadays, as Jane herself could definitely attest.